Leading the news this morning, the Pentagon is investigating photos published in an American newspaper showing US soldiers posing with dead Afghan suicide bombers. Australia's Defence Minister Stephen Smith has added his voice to a chorus of condemnation. The US Defence Secretary Leon Panetta says the behaviour doesn't reflect American values and says those responsible will be punished. Norway's mass killer has told a court in Oslo there are only two possible outcomes to his trial, acquittal or the death penalty. Anders Behring Breivik was being cross-examined on the third day of his trial. He refused to give details about his alleged contact with militant groups. The Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, has committed a future coalition government to a review of welfare payments. Mr. Hockey says Western governments have created welfare schemes they can no longer afford. He says Australia needs to scale back the size of its welfare bill to strengthen the budget. The State Emergency Service has had a busy night in Sydney and other parts of New South Wales. Heavy rain caused widespread flash flooding. 11 people had to be rescued from rising flood waters, and the SES received around 800 calls for help. The search is continuing for a fisherman missing off the Gold Coast. 39-year-old Gavin Studwell disappeared early yesterday morning when his boat capsized. A woman on the boat managed to swim to safety. Water police continued their search for Mr. Studwell throughout the night.